Now, there's a great many ways to do this. We have all of the Eastern religions. We have some of the Western religions. We have quite a number of techniques and methodologies and religious practices and so forth that provided mankind with a little bit of relief or a little bit more knowledge or a little more certainty in what's going on, and that was about it. We had a little bit of gain here and there and the other thing, and they died out of it a couple lifetimes. They forgot all about it. But in applying Scientology to the life conditions, we're going to change them not only to the better, but permanently to the better. When a person realizes the root of problems and what's going on, he actually gets a problems release. He's never going to have problems again. He may have difficulties, he may have things that he needs to do and things that he doesn't want to do and so forth, but he's not going to be problems. There's not a problem. It's just a matter of me doing this or that or the other thing. We have various people in the free zone, various people that have contributed to this technology even while LRH was alive. We have a lot of information, a lot of data that went into this. If anything, Ron's big genius was in being able to understand the keys to a lot of life and the physical universe and so forth and what the reactive mind was. And he was a genius at figuring out processes and things to get people to realize this. Who would ever thought to go touch the wall would do anybody any good at all? But that's one of the most effective processes in Scientology. The communication, control communication and having this processes, CCHs. You know, you run control on a person, you run good control on him for a while, and pretty soon he goes, well, gee whiz, you know, maybe I could control my body. He gets control under his own control. He's able to control things on his own, and he can communicate with it, and he can reach, touch, or own, or occupy it. He can have it. You get a tremendous amount of case gain out of these CCHs. You get people exteriorizing all of their tension from all down the track. They're hung all over the past track. And this bridge exteriorizes that person basically from all the old past incidents. You don't wind up with a new being that has never been there before, and they're all shiny and bright and brand new states. No, far from it. The person was all shiny and bright in the most ultimate states that you could imagine long, long time ago, and he got degraded from that. People ask me all the time, you know, where's the bridge end? You know, OT 40 million, or is it only 6 million, or 212, or is it really 9, or 3, or... Who cares where it's at? It's infinite. It's way up. What is actually important on this bridge and this transition from mortal to immortal, if you will, is that you do the next thing. And a person is always aware of the very next thing. You start out hitting a guy on communication release, and he starts hitting some EPs and muttering about, gee whiz, I am in communication with everything all the time anyway, but I have these problems. See, he starts becoming aware that he's got problems. And he'll start, you know, crying and moaning about all the problems he has, and then you start handling all these problems, and then he's going to start noticing that he's got a lot of overts and withholds and bad things that he's done to people, and you handle that, and then you realize he's in fixed conditions and he can't change, and you handle that, and then he finds out that he's going around making other people wrong and asserting his own rightness, and you handle that. And you just keep going, and pretty soon he realizes that he's got all this reactive mind going on and pictures and stuff, and you handle that, and he's clear, and then he's going to start noticing other things about the dynamics, and then he's kind of buttered into them, and you handle that, and he gets on up through the OT levels, you see. He finds himself in control of his own universe, and knowing control of his own universe. So that's what this bridge business is. This is knowing control of your own universe. This is going through the techniques and procedures that bring about a greater and greater understanding and enlightenment in the life of this little thetan that we'll call a pre-OT or a client. And your job as a minister is to help this being discover these truths about himself and about the physical universe and so forth. And one of the ways he does that is he goes and reads and studies some of the things that the prophet LRH said, and he goes out and he applies them and finds out whether they work or not. And all of a sudden he finds himself in higher and higher states. Now, the bridge is the bridge. The way is the way. The path is the path. How do you get up? You get up by getting up. I don't care if you use a green ladder or a blue ladder, or you get a forklifter to pick you up, or 10 guys do it with a rope, or whatever. The bridge is basically any method that gets you into higher and higher states of awareness. Some technologies, some mythologies, methodologies, some beliefs and religious practices, and the other thing will bring persons to higher states of awareness. This is very, very much a fact. People have been helping each other for centuries, forever since the universe began. But Scientology is the only thing that I know of that is a demonstrably workable technology. It can be taught to other people. Other people can teach it to other people. Other people can supervise it on other people. And everyone wins. Very, very few people cannot be helped by Scientology. In fact, I would go so far as to say it would help anybody. Some people may be in a condition where they're not really much worth helping, but that doesn't mean that Scientology can't resolve some of these difficulties and problems that they find themselves in. Just because somebody doesn't believe something is true is no reason to even consider that it wasn't true. As a person becomes more and more and more aware, they're going to just throw out almost all of the old hidden standards and data and fixed ideas and things that they have before they come across this bridge. It's literally true that you'll get gains far beyond your wildest dreams, because mostly the person is incapable of dreaming much over what they already have. They're looking at their own case state, their own way they perceive the universe and the world around them, and they're saying, well, the best I could think is this. And the highest thing that I could possibly think of is God or infinity or something, and they've got this idea of a God, and you're doing this and that and the other thing or whatever. And as they become more and more aware, they realize that this very super incredibly aware being that they thought was God, they have a lot more capabilities than anything that they had postulated at a lower level. They wouldn't come down from their state to be what they used to think God was for nothing. It just wouldn't be done. There's no way am I going to be that dumb again. And always there's more. OT, or this state of operating Thetan that we're shooting for, is infinite, native state. We want to take you back to where you really always have been. You were capable of very, very much more on the old past track than you are capable here in lifetime. Even before you got associated with bodies, you were in much better shape. So we just run out these things with this bridge, with these certain procedures and techniques and so forth, and we gradiently increase the person's doingnesses and his havingness and his beingness. He's being able to be different things. He's able to change. He's no longer in fixed identities. He's no longer agreeing with the physical universe. He's able to mock up a universe of his own. He can create it at will. He can move things around in it. He can locate matter, energy, space, and time in it. He's cause over it. He's cause over anybody else in the universe. He's cause over others' universes. Knowingly and willingly. It wouldn't do anybody any good to be a forced cause. I have to cause things. I must be in control or anything like that. You can either control it or not control it. You get into states of pandeterminism where you're both, running both sides of the game. You don't care who wins or loses. You run both sides of the game. There's some very, very high states. anyway, this bridge is just about moving a person from a lower state, lower condition of existence, if you will, to a higher and higher and higher condition of existence. And any therapy or anything that forwards this goal, that forwards an enlightenment or understanding about the bridge, is very valid therapy. You tell the guy to go eat his meat and potatoes and hamburgers or whatever, or do his vegetarian diet or his cleanse program, and he gets a little happier. That's valid therapy. That's could be considered part of the bridge. But technically speaking, the bridge is handling this reactive mind gradiently until the person is free of the reactive mind. And then we are going to be gradiently handling the dynamics in which he's very much intimately involved in this universe, and handling those things one at a time, and gradiently bringing him to cause over all of these things. At the end of the bridge, or at least what we would call OT, the person is knowing and willing cause over thought, form, matter, energy, space, and time, both subjective and objective. This is a pretty good mouthful to chew off, but that's what happens. So that's the end of the bridge. It's like seeing how far is up. It's up long ways, and when you're up 50 miles, you know, maybe you're going to look out another 20 light years, and when you're up 20 light years, maybe you can see 40 different universes from there. So what we have is the idea of a bridge at 1 minute is totally different at another minute. You'll see this a lot on in auditing. A person comes in, they want this and that or the other thing, and just be very happy if all that were handled, and handle it in about 10 seconds. Well, now they got a whole bunch more stuff that they're aware of, and they want that handled, and you handle that, and you handle the next thing, and you just keep on going. And as a person becomes more and more aware, they see more and more things that need to be corrected in their own estimation, and you just apply these Scientology processes and procedures, and sooner or later it'll all get handled, and everybody's all happy, and you have completed a bridge. Now, one of the first things that a person is going to realize when they start really progressing on the upper immortality course or the OT levels is that they're living in a crazy world. They're living on an insane planet with crazy people running around doing things. They have people, their friends, their neighbors, their family, all have banks. They have all these reactive minds. They got all this stuff going on. They have a rather miserable existence. And they're going to start realizing that in order for them to be fully aware and capable, they're going to have to start handling other people. They're going to have to start reaching out across the dynamics and doing something about it. You're going to have to start being knowing cause over things. This is all just the way it goes anytime.